I'm glad you're here on this bright Thursday morning or late at night, Thursday night, wherever you're and however you're watching this. It's very important to understand how the Spirit of God leads in directing a service, a class, a church service, Sunday school service, whatever it is. Teaching your children. And may I strongly suggest you stop calling them kids. They're not goats. You will not find that phrase in the Bible. They're your children. And we're His children. Amen. Respect your children enough not to call them little kids, little goats. You may be tempted to sometime, but don't do it. All right. Now, we followed that because the Lord led us to go to the 13th chapter of John and talked about the new commandment, did we not? All right. Then as the Lord directed and finally came over to the spirit of fear. So now what do we do? How do we absolutely get rid of it? It's in 1 John. So turn there with me. Take the time to read the whole letter, not the book, the whole letter, the first letter that John wrote, and just read it all. Read all of the letters Peter wrote. Read them all at one time and take the time to do that. And there a different revelation will come as you read it, and read it like a letter that was written to you. Amen. So now we go to the 4th chapter. It starts out, beloved, believe not every spirit. Okay. Yes. That's another subject. But now, as you continue to read verse 6, we are of God, so we are of love, right? How do we know that? Well, just hang on a minute. Verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. That's where we find that out. He is love. And because of His love, He uses His power. Nowhere in the Bible does it say He is power. Thank you, Jesus. But we're born of Him. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins, or the sacrifice. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us. His love is, if we love one another, if we love one another, His love is perfected in us. Why? You practice it. Whether someone is lovely or not. And you make up your heart and mind, I'm going to walk in this. Now, it's not difficult at all for me to walk in love with Gloria Jean, because I'm married to my best friend. And we just have fun. We just have fun and laugh. And I've told you this before. This was back, it was last year or sometime. And we were in the garden room just visiting one another, and had the television on. This was some silly, I don't know what it was. I said something, and I saw right quick, she didn't like that. And she just got up and walked out, and she turned around and came back and said, I started to get mad and decided I wouldn't. Well, that was funny. I broke into a laugh. She broke into a laugh. She didn't get mad. I started to get mad, but I decided I wouldn't. Praise God. Well, I decided, I'm not saying that anymore, whatever it was. Amen. Now, verse 13, hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us because he's given us of his Spirit. We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be Savior of the world. Whosoever, I'm a whosoever, are you?
Yes.
Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God. And if we have known and believed the love that God hath to us, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect or brought to maturity, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but mature love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not mature in love. There you have it. So you don't go after the fear first, you go after the love first. Where? He just showed us what it was. We have known, we have had intimate relationship with his love. And believed it. I dare say the biggest part of the born again, Holy Ghost baptized, healing, believing Christians don't know what that means. We've known and believed it. Believed it. Until we have faith in his love, we have faith in his name, we have faith in his blood, we have faith in his word, and we have faith in our faith because it's the faith of God. How do we know all that? Jesus said so. John's daughter, Alex. Well, she's a whole lot like her dad and her granddad. She likes to hunt. And she said, John told her to do something. She said, why? He said, because I said so. She said, well, why is that? He said, because I'm boss. She said, I want to be boss. Well, then what do you say? I don't know. She killed a deer. And John was dressing it, and she looked at that dead eyeball. She said, So she just got it and put it up here and walked over and said, how does this look on me? That deer's eyeball was, did that bring a little fear out of you? I would never do that. Well, that's your decision. But not because you're afraid to. I would never do that. Well, I never thought of it. I still thought of if Alexandria Nicole Copeland hadn't come up with it, I never would have thought of it either. But there it is. He that fears is not mature in love. Perfected, mature, growing love casts out fear. Amen.
Amen.
Now turn to the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Glory to God. Now, I made these notes in my Bible. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Word. Because the Spirit wrote the Word. We're reading the Word right now. He was writing a letter. We're reading it. Not after the flesh, but after the Word. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness or right standing of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Word, the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit are after the Word, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Glory to God. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. No, thank you, Jesus Christ, the Anointed One and His anointing. Well, you all watched Nancy Dufresne and her great ministry. Well, Ed Dufresne, really close friend of mine, and they were dedicating a new church. And so Gloria and I were there, and it was a happy time. And we were all gathered up together, and Ed said, Brother Copeland, you have anything you want to add to this? Well, I didn't. I said, well, no, but. And here it came. I said, no, but did you ever realize that Christ is not Jesus' last name?
Yes.
Think of that. His name is Jesus. And that's the name that has the power, not the name Christ. And Christ is not a title. That's what He preached. I am anointed. Well, in Greek, to anoint, to christen, Christians, His name is Jesus. His name is Yeshua. Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus anointed, Messiah. The same word in Hebrew for Messiah, anointed. That's what Messiah means. It doesn't lose a thing in Greek as Christ, but His name is where the power is. And His message is the anointing. And His command is to love. So he that's still afraid is not mature in love. You don't believe it. There was a time I was like that. You ask them, any Christian that owns a Bible, what is our commandment? To love one another. Really? Let's see if it is. Let's go back to 1 John. He said, his commandment, wait a minute, let me look here. Is is to love one another and to believe on the name. To love one another and believe on the name. So that is, our commandment is in two parts. To believe on one another and have faith in the name. Hallelujah. That's commandment. To believe it. Well, do you believe that, what is our commandment? Well, to love one another. Amen. Yes. Oh, isn't that wonderful? And then a little something happened. Why did you let that happen to me? You didn't believe it. What happened in the wilderness? They did not believe he loved them. The last time they praised him was when he split the Red Sea. That was such an audacious miracle. They danced and sang songs, and that was it. They griped and complained and complained and griped. And the Bible said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. They said, he brought us out here to kill us. He's going to kill us. We brought us out here in this desert to kill us. And the Lord said to Moses, I have heard it in my ear. So, and this is in the 90th Psalm. I have heard it in my ear. So, no one of my people, see, he heard, he's in covenant with them. So he heard it. He was the fire by night and the pillar by day. But he had a man named Moses who was the meekest of men on the planet. He would just humble himself. Humble himself. But they didn't believe the love. So he said, no one over 20 will get out of here alive. That didn't mean that they lost their salvation. They just griped all the time. They'd say, we're not going. They'd get on them for not going. Then they'd say, we're going. And then they disobeyed God on the other side and got wiped out. So there you have the 70 or 80, which God didn't say that. Moses was lamenting before God. They're dying off at 70, some by 80, just by strength. But they're dying off. And you're taking them out. You're taking all of them over 20 years old, you're taking them out. And he did. And built him an army out of people that were born in that desert, except for two, Joshua and Caleb. Oh, yeah. Now, I'm 86. Well, according to Moses, he'd been in the ministry by this time 6 years. At least I got started at 30. Oh, my. Oh, glory to God. But believe that love. He loves me, whether it looks like it or not. He loves you. He is love. And you're born of love. And he that is born of love does not practice sin. He repents because it's right here in 1 John. And that's what we're talking about. So now let's go back over here to the first chapter. I want to show you this. In the 5th verse, this then is the message which we've heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth, but we walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, he's including himself in this. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just or righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When we confess it, not when we feel better about it. When we confess it, my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate. We have an attorney at law with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the sacrifice for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Glory be to God. Amen. And when that happens, I don't care if for some reason or other you are doing this. Thank you, Jesus. I refuse to fear, praise, and bless the Lord God Almighty. I walk in the light. I'm not afraid of the dark. Glory to God. He is my light. I wear the armor of light, and of whom should I be afraid? He is on my life, my side. He loves me. He takes care of me. And the devil said, comes up and says, I'm going to kill you. Well, so what? Kill me. I have a future. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Devil. Your future is not good. You're going to wind up in a lake of fire. Yes. And you notice he's gone. Well, I don't know how many years I have. The Bible doesn't say he is appointed unto a man a time to die. That's not what it's talking about in the book of Ecclesiastes either. There's a season. But in the book of Hebrews, it says it's appointed unto every man once. But then it tells you what you can do to extend your life. Go look at the curse and the blessing of the law. It has to do with spirit, soul, body, finance, situation, socialistic situations. All of that is involved. Because if you... I like what Creflo said. I like a lot of things Creflo said. There's a piece of pie. Don't leave the prosperity slice out. Don't leave the death slice out. It's coming. But you decide when. Find the age in the Bible. If 70 or 80 is fine with you, for me, I don't have time to quit. I got too much to do. Praise God. I have an assignment. But the Lord dealt with me over several years, not just in a little quick thing, over several years. I kept hearing it. I kept seeing it. I would sit out on my back deck, and I would, in my spirit, I'd just look at the back of there, across the lake over here, and I would just see this bridge, and I didn't know where it was going. Finally, I was out there one day, and he said, "Will you do this for me?" I said, "What? Will you agree to live to be 120 years old?" I said, "Yes, sir, I agree." And the bridge left. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. We're out of time today. But give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victor broadcast in class at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. So let's give the Lord a praise this morning and welcome him here. Amen.
You know, we're getting ready to graduate and leave. And so there's a warmness for the little amount of time we have with Brother Copeland.
Don't major in minor things. How do you get away from that? You major in what the commander tells you to major in. in every service, every situation.
We all need to be listening to the word that we'll know how to correctly divide the word of truth, which is a major, is correctly dividing the word of truth. And that's what we're being taught. And that's what we're learning from the founder. And that's what we're learning from the instructors.
Faith comes by hearing the words of the anointed one. Faith comes by hearing the Christ. Faith comes. Faith can't help but come. You have more faith this morning than you had yesterday. You had more faith yesterday than you did the day before. Because you're studying it, but today you're hearing it.
Jesus said that when the storms of life arise, it's those who hear and do God's word who overcome.
And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock.
Learn how to disaster-proof your life so no storm can take you out with Integrity of God's Word, an audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland. Every word God speaks is full of faith and comes to pass. You are made to be a faith-filled, faith-speaking being like your Father. Learn to apply your faith just like God does by speaking it out. Take corresponding action and do the word. Develop your faith now so that when obstacles come, you're able to stand firm on God's word. The life of faith is a successful life where you can thrive in your family, your finances, your health, in every area. Know that everything God has promised is yours and fully trust the integrity of God's word. Request your free copy of Integrity of God's Word, available at kcm.org.uk/TV special, or when you call 01225-787-310. Build an unshakable life on the Word that is always accurate, timely, and pertinent, and is filled with the power of God to change your world. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
You have more to say about the length of your life than we dreamed we had. But we have a lot of choices to make and decisions to make concerning it. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. Until then, remember it again. We're going to keep reminding you of this, praise God, till you believe it. God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.